The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey guys,
it's
happening with Snooki and Joey.
Quack-o-me.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, everyone. Cheers to the freaking weekend. The weekend.
Cheers.
It's Super Bowl Sunday.
Wait, who's in the Super Bowl? I don't even know.
My boyfriend.
Who?
The Patriots. Drake May.
My number one crush. The Patriots versus who?
The Seahawks. Seattle and Boston.
Wait, and then who's performing? I know nothing.
Mira Bad Bunny.
That's what oh, good for him. Did you see him at the Grammys?
Yeah, I have some thoughts about that. Everyone's in an uproar. It got political because everyone's saying, all the Trump people are saying that he's not American because they don't want a non-American, but he's from Puerto Rico and Puerto Rico is in America.
Oh, everyone shut up.
So wait, so they made their own Super Bowl halftime show that they're putting on Fox that's going to play at the same exact time so that with Kid Rock and all white trash people so the Trumpsters can watch that and turn it off and not tune into the
You're
Super Bowl.
Lying.
I swear to God, they have a whole concert. I'm surprised Nicki Minaj isn't performing.
What?
I know, it's wild.
America yeah. is insane.
Grow
You're
up, everyone.
Insane. I'm going back to Chile. Chilena, I'm going back to Chile. Bye-bye.
Like, I could boycott because there's not a diva. And you know, I only watch diva halftime shows.
I know. I wish there was, like, a queen doing it.
Yeah,
but
I'm saying, like, I'm not going to boycott because it's not Miley Cyrus like I wanted. Like, literally, grow up, everyone. There's children watching.
Do you have any plans for Super Bowl?
No, I did not have plans. Okay, I did have plans for Super Bowl. I had plans to have a Super Bowl party.
I'm surprised you're not having a party.
At my house. Because Billy, it's Billy's team, and it's... it wasn't Billy's team at the time. This is before I knew who was going to Super Bowl. I was going to do it because I like to watch football, and, you know, I have... Billie Eilish. We like to watch football, and I was going to do all this food and stuff, but then... His favorite team is going to the Super Bowl in his hometown. So his hometown team in Boston is going to the Super Bowl. So that upped the stakes. So now he's going back to Boston to go to the Super Bowl, to go like while out and all the bars with all his friends and his family and stuff. And I was like, I'm not doing that.
How come he doesn't have a Boston accent?
Because he's rich. Only trashy people from Boston have accents.
Wait, so then what are you gonna do? You're just gonna be by yourself?
Well, I was. Since my number one crush, like my number one hall pass crush, Drake May, who I've had a crush on before he was even working at the Patriots, I liked him when he was playing college football, is performing, and it's his first time, and he is. So I was like, I'm not just gonna sit home with me and Tweaky by ourselves. So I said, you know what? Let me put the feelers out. So far, I have Lear and her sister are coming over. And their kids.
Yeah, that's fun. Whatever.
That's enough. And then if there's any stragglers, I might invite the neighbors upstairs to come down. Like, you know, we'll see.
Wait, so what are you going to make? It's probably going to be such yummy food. I'm jealous.
Okay. So what happens, me and all the girls are all on Ozempic. So no, we don't eat anyway. So normally I'll make all this stuff. We've been having dinner parties lately.
You'll eat a little bit.
No, yeah, some. But like I used to make so much shit and then we just go to waste. So I'm not going to go crazy. So I decided... I'm gonna take a nod. I'm making chili as my main meal, so I'm making a big pot of chili, which I love. Do you like chili?
I do like chili. I hate beans, but that's the only time I'll eat beans is in the chili.
Yeah. So I'm making a big pot of chili, but then it's gonna be create your own adventure. Then I'm gonna get like baked potatoes that you can make like chili on a baked potato, and put cheddar cheese and sour cream and the scallions. Come over. Oh, you're gonna have surgery. scallions and all that. And then I'm making quesadilla bar. I'm making a chicken. I'm making all quesadillas because they sent me this.
Why can't you do this when the girls are over? I don't understand.
I know.
You leave freaking pretzels and crackers out.
I know.
I'm like, where is the fucking food?
I don't feel like cleaning up. So I'm making quesadillas. I'm making chicken quesadillas and cheese quesadillas. And then I'm also making a 7-layer dip. Leah's sister's making a 7-layer dip.
Bitch.
So we're leading into the Mexican thing. But then I have like little pizza bagels and all my Costco freezer finds that I love and I'm obsessed with. I have like a few that
Costco has great freezer stuff.
I love it. So I have like this fried shrimp that I love. I have these little pizza bagels. I have these little mini hot dogs.
Ooh, the coconut shrimp?
I get the panko one, but yeah, the coconut one's good too.
Ooh, yeah, that one's good.
So it's just like all air fryer stuff to put for the kids because they, you know, they'll eat the quesadillas and stuff. So I'm getting that and keeping it simple. And then for drinks, you know, I'll have some champagne and wine. You know, we don't drink beer, but you know that. And then yeah, we'll just watch and enjoy. And then we'll have protein packed Weight Watchers 2-point chili for the big game. So I'm excited for that. But yeah, there's lots of controversy around it. They're saying that because none of his songs are in English. That's the drama.
Oh, yeah. His whole album's in Spanish, right? And he won for Album of the Year.
Yeah.
They're catchy, though. Like, even though I don't know what he's saying, I love his songs.
Right. I don't know what he's saying either.
Is he gay? Do we know if he's gay?
I think he's fluid because he's kissed the guys on the lips. Like, he's made out with guys before on stage.
He has such a beautiful face. I didn't realize how pretty he was.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty.
I have something shady to say. He had an outfit for the Grammys that was designed for him by Schiaparelli, which is the hottest designer right now that I'm obsessed with. And I think the outfit, if you see it on the mannequin, it was how it was supposed to look, and it looked like on him. That was designed for a very skinny guy, like a very like anorexic like male model waif guy. I'm not like a muscular like daddy, because it didn't fit well. That's all I have to say.
Oh,
on
okay.
That note, did you watch the Grammys?
I didn't watch the Grammys. No,
me either. I watched the red
carpet.
When
was it? Sunday?
It was Sunday.
I was at a cheer comp.
Chapel Roan showed up with her titties out. Did you see that?
I did. I saw that all over social media.
So wait, I don't she know didn't what.
It looked like it hurt though. It looked like it was. It would look like he was pulling her nipples. Like it looked like it was hurting.
Well, I don't know what I was trying to dragvestigate what was going on with that. I think it was her nipple piercings, and she tied fabric to her nipple piercings.
Ouch! Oh, I can't imagine. Like, I don't hate on women that get their nipples pierced. Like, good for you, bitch. I could never.
Yeah.
But my nipples are just so sensitive. I would die.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank God it was a lightweight fabric. Thank God it was I think it was rayon, if I had to write something down.
It looked like it was snagging. I don't know. It looked painful to me.
So, yeah, I think it was a combination between, like, concealer on her nipples. Like, I think they concealed her nipples so you didn't see them. And then she tied the fabric on.
How come she always looks so mad?
She gets in fights on
the
red carpet.
Is that, like, her energy? That's her energy, like boss bitch, like mean.
It is and it isn't. Like, she's like supposed to be like all like kumbaya, like, you know, like fucking like, you know, like this is like, I think she stands up. I think she's like a lesbian, and she's like all about the queer and drag and community and that stuff. So she's very vocal about like protecting the dolls, if you will.
Okay. And, she always looks so pissed off, like,
but she does. No, she's
off,
so she's
right
on the red carpet. She's like, she hates the media. And she hates the red carpet, and she hates like the photographers and like the press. She hates all that part.
You know
part
what's crazy? So I was on TikTok, and there was a TikTok of her before she even wrote her show, before she was famous, before she was Chapel, and it was her writing Pink Pony song, and she looked like so innocent and like young and like nice. Oh, she looked totally different than what she looks now.
Yeah.
So I wonder what changed. Was she like, okay, this is going to be the persona once I turn famous? Or did something happen for her to like get pissed?
Well, all those artists, like it takes forever for them to get famous. Like they get like thrown around in the mud, like, and like lied to and fucked over for so many years with the music companies that they're pissed by the time they get there.
She just looks so innocent.
Well, yeah, she yells at the photographer. She goes, don't you fucking, you shut the fuck up. Or like, she was like screaming at the carpet. So every time she goes on there, everyone has to like gird their loins and be like, oh gosh, she's coming, everyone. Don't look at her in the face.
I know. She's scary. I would be
scared. Did you ever lash out at a paparazzi or a photographer? Or did you dren?
I don't think so. I probably dren. I don't even know it.
I remember.
No, I don't think I ever walked the carpet as Dren. That would be bad.
Can you imagine?
I would have like a Tara Reid moment and I would like punch someone. I would like be crawling on the floor. It'd be really bad.
Oh my God. You'd be turning into a zombie and start eating, biting people's heads off.
I would hiss at people. It's happening. All right, so I want to shout out our sponsor this week for this episode, Revolve. We talked about it before, how me and Joey did an order, and I was so obsessed with all the items. I got like a cute skirt. I got a cute dress. You know, now that Mama lost weight, like I want to look cute all the time. So I just placed another order, and I'm so excited to get it. I got like more cozies this time. So I got like a cozy sweatshirt, a matching set. I did get baggy jeans because I'm in my baggy jean era. So I'm so excited to get my freaking order. Revolve is where it's at, mamas.
I got a tote bag, a trench coat. What else did I get? Oh, a sweater. They have like literally everything. It's like I always used to hear about the cool girls and guys like saying, oh, where'd you get this? Revolve. I was like, what is Revolve? Revolve a designer? And what is it? I said, no, Revolve. I found out Revolve is like the hub of fashion online. It's like they have all different designers, all like the top designers, and they curate, like they only pick the best stuff. There's not like all like random stuff on it. It's like everything they have on there is like lit and you're going to want it. It's like all the best stuff from all designers, and it's all such great prices. And they have over 1,200 brands and over 100,000 different styles. It's basically impossible not to find something that feels right. So everything is authentic, high quality. New arrivals drop daily, and they have all-inclusive sizing. So that's what I love. They go from extra, extra small all the way to 4X, which is my size.
Yes. You know what's nice? So I get Giovanna because she fits in extra small now. So I can get her some outfits because she's literally my size, and so I could shop for me and my daughter.
Yeah, and they have sales, and there's like always there's always great prices. I'm new to the online shopping thing, but I love it for fashion, and I've been using it. Also, their customer service is amazing. They have fast free shipping and returns, so there's literally no stress. So Revolve makes fashion feel fun and effortless, and that's why I always go back, Spooky.
Yes, mamas, so whether it's a weekend away, a big night out, or just a much-needed wardrobe refresh, your dream wardrobe is just one click away. Head to revolve.com/snooki, shop my edit, and take 15% off your first order with code SNOOKI. Fast two-day shipping and easy returns. It's literally the only place you need to shop from. That's revolve.com/snooki to shop my favorites and get 15% off your first order with code SNOOKI. Offer ends February 20th, so happy shopping.
Last week's podcast, I don't know if you got a chance to go over to the YouTube and read the comments, but what a wholesome community. I think the first ever that we've had.
Our mental health episode?
Yes. Everyone was so nice and appreciative, and they were opening up to each other in the comments. And
stop. We started a safe community.
And we were just talking, speaking our truth.
Yeah, we were just letting it out. And listen, this is what it is. And life's a bitch. And sometimes you need some help. That's it.
I'm sorry if my hair is too shiny today. I've been using a new shampoo. So Spooky, this week you have, you're going under the knife. A very traumatic, you're having a snurb stamping procedure.
Oh, I want to die, you guys. It's this weekend. And I didn't realize it was Super Bowl Sunday weekend because, you know, Janice always has these big parties. Sometimes it's at our house. Thank God it's not at our house this year. But Janice has big parties and a ton of people just go over there. We watch the game. There's a ton of food. So I'm hoping that I still make it because I do want to eat and enjoy myself. But yeah, I have my cone biopsy this weekend and I'm freaking out about it. But I've been under anesthesia before, so I should be fine because, you know, I got my boobs done. So it's literally you go to sleep, you wake up, and then whatever, it's done. So it's going to be quick and it's fine. I'm just scared. And it's just different this time because you're going to be spread eagle and dead. You're going to be out and spread eagle. So I want to make sure like it's nice down there.
Oh yeah. Did you get a bikini wax?
I'm going to shave right before I'm going to take a shower in the morning, obviously.
And put
I'm
like a
shave
breath
everything.
Mitt in there.
Yeah, literally. I'm going to spray Febreze up there.
Yeah.
I'm obviously shaving all my legs. I'm shaving my entire body because I don't know if I'm going to be fully naked and there's going to be people in the room. I just don't want people to like be like, oh, did you see Snuggie's vagina? Like, I want it to look cute. So that's really what I'm freaking out about.
Yeah.
Is people talking about my badge, but it's cute. I'll make it fine. It'll be fine.
It is worrisome because like how long after you wake up do you find out if something bad happened?
like the biopsy?
Yeah, when do they test it and see if you have bad stuff in there?
Oh, it should be like a week.
Oh my God, that's like waiting for an AIDS test.
I know. So I have my post-op like a week after, and he's gonna go up there again. Oh God, and I want to be awake just to see if everything's healing right. I hate this.
It's so weird. Like, I hate when doctors have to see your things. When Trichella did me, he had shaved me like a baby seal, and I had to be fully nude standing in front of him in a freezing cold room. It was so
shriveled
up.
Your beach probably looked like a thumb.
Yeah, and it was so embarrassing.
Were you so embarrassing?
It was so embarrassing. I was trying to make jokes and make a comedy sketch in the room so everyone wasn't paying attention to my piece of deal. But yeah, so it's weird that the doctors have to shave you. And I think they put he put a catheter in me. Do you know what that means?
Yeah.
They put a tube into your bladder from your pee hole.
Yeah, I don't think I'm doing that. I hope not, because it's really quick. It's like a 20-minute procedure. But then I have to stay there for like 2 hours after. And I just don't want to be in pain. Ugh. I don't want to be in pain.
Are you getting pain medication?
Well, yeah. I'm going to tell him. I don't want to feel anything. Everyone said it's just going to feel like severe period cramps, which are like debilitating, but it's fine. Like, I know how that feels.
Yeah.
And like, I've had babies before and I felt contractions.
I'm sure it's gonna be fine.
There can't be nothing worse than fucking contractions. So,
no, you're
gonna be
fine.
I'm not good with pain and I just hate the fact that I have to fucking do this. Like, annoying.
Are you going to act like you're going to play, you're going to live it up and play it up and like act dramatic at home and have everyone waiting on you hand and foot? I would
if it wasn't Super Bowl weekend, because I do want to go and eat.
Right.
So.
No, I
could
love...
do it for. I could do it all day Saturday.
Yeah.
Saturday would be like, oh, like kids, get out of here.
Or have them bring you stuff. Like, Sissy, get a little bell, and every time you ring it, Sissy has to bring you a snack.
No, literally.
Yeah,
so I might do it for Saturday, but yeah, we'll see.
Oh, you know what I got? That's what I'm getting into this week. I'm doing a home project.
What is that?
I have to dye my beard. First of all, I have to dye my beard. I look like Mrs. Claus.
Yeah,
you
look like Santa.
I am starting to do candle. I'm doing a candle project. I go through so many.
You're
candles
opening
in this
a candle
house.
Business?
No, I'm not opening. I mean, I would like to, but not out of this house. I have all these candles that I buy all the time, and they're like so expensive. They're like, depending on which ones you get, but they can be up to like $300 per candle. So it's like, not all of them.
What?
Not all of them, just like some select ones. But I only burn those when company comes over, and like only for like an hour, and then I blow them out.
That's insane.
But then there's like, I have so many, like, I like the ambiance of it, not so much for the smell anymore, like, because I want like a couple, I have a couple good smelling ones, and they smell throughout the house. That creates the smell. But for like ambiance, I like to have candles all around the home, to light little areas
all over
and corners
that.
And stuff. So those I burn every day. Like I want, like, you know, to like, I burn them every day because to create like create the vibes and the mood. So
yeah,
they
cozy.
Go so quickly. They go so quickly. And like those candles are, you know, they're $30 for some of those candles, but they go so quickly. So I was like, you know what? I'm not doing this anymore. I'm not keeping buying these candles. And the vessel's also pretty. So I was like, why don't I just
do air diffuser?
No, I'm making up my own candles now because I'm taking the candles that I had, like the vessels, like of the nice, like the everyday candles. I'm taking those vessels and I'm going to fill them with wax and fragrance. So I got a big bag of wax from Costco and from Amazon.
Like a Costco.
From Amazon, and like a candle making kit. And it comes with wicks.
Hi, Bish.
It comes with wicks. Say hi, Peaky. It comes with wicks and it comes with like all the things you need. Oh, you see Spooky? Oh, it's Aunt Spooky. Look.
Hi, Bish.
Yeah. It comes with all the wicks and candles. And then I was like, I need to find a fragrance. And all the ones on Amazon I heard suck. So I called my good friend at Plum Island Candles, my friend Taylor Todd, who comes to all of our shows and waits on his hand and foot.
Oh, her candles are great.
So she sent me her liquids, her juices that she puts in her candles. So
ew, her juices?
The fragrance juices. So I got two big bottles of fragrance juices, all different flavors. And then I have my wax. And so I'm just going to melt it down and fill them back up and make new, fresh candles out of all my old candles. And then I have, like, you know, I'm basically resetting the economy by doing this. Do you know what I mean? Oh, well, Peaky and I have an announcement.
You're pregnant.
No, Peaky, you want to tell them? Look at the camera. Peaky and I are hosting an adoption event, a pet adoption event in the city on February 21st.
Cute.
Isn't that fun, Peaky?
Are you going to adopt another dog?
If I find a cute one there before everyone gets, you best know
that needs
a friend. I'm going to take all the good dogs before everyone else gets there. I'm going to take all the cute ones and put them in the back.
Oh, yeah. First come, first serve.
Yeah, I'm like, this one's reserved. But no, so my veterinarian and I, we teamed up and the invitation will be coming out this week. And it is going to be February 21st in the city. It's going to be at a fun bar, and the dogs will all be there. I'll be there.
There's drinks and dogs.
Oh, we have a liquor sponsor. All the proceeds from the liquor go to the dogs.
That is heaven on earth.
I know. So there's
having drinks and being able to adopt a dog and be around all these
dogs. Every drink that you purchase from our specialty cocktail, it goes to the charity that we're doing, and the charity goes to people. The charity we're doing it for is for people that have vet bills that they can't get their vet help. They can't get vet help. So say, you know how expensive the vet is. So this is for a charity.
It's for
a fund for people that can't afford the things that their dogs need.
Horrendous.
A dog had a surgery to the kind of, it's a relief program.
Yeah.
For the dogs that are too sick, they can't afford it. So
do you know how many dogs? It's so sad. They're put down when they don't need to be because the owner can't afford it. It's sick. Sick. It should be illegal.
Thank you. So that's what Twickles and I are stepping up, and we're doing our due diligence, and we are going to the front lines, and we're going to make money for them, and we're going to give out free puppy dogs. I'll have the invite out this week, but I'm planned for February 21st. It's a Saturday in the city from 1 to 4. I'll have more information when I get it, but lock the calendar down, and I'm doing a meet and greet, so everyone gets to meet me and Peaky.
Ew.
And I need someone to watch. I need some, you guys to watch Peaky while I'm drinking at the bar.
It's happening.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I was wondering if the Spooky Shop would be interested in donating a big basket or a gift card to we can raffle off at the event.
Yeah, text Gina.
Okay,
she's got to send it to you like right now.
Okay, good. Yay! So, and there'll be a giveaway from the Spooky Shop.
Yeah, that'll be cute.
Mm-hmm. I know. So I want to get some any local vendors that want to donate anything that we can raffle off for the charity. Please slide into my DMs, and I would love
to
get involved. But I'm like, you know what? I've been a philanthropist for many years, but now that I have some downtime before my career takes off, I'm going to charity work.
And I love that for you.
And I love that Peaky's hosting his first party, so I'm getting him. We're gonna go get a coolie bath and a coolie haircut.
Cute.
Do
they have cute puppy dog drink names?
No, we're doing it with a canned cocktail company, so it's a canned beverage. I think it's called Lake House or Lake Hour or something. But it's going to be, we'll get all the details, but it's going to be a fun afternoon. Poppy will be there. Billy will be there. All my friends will be there. And you'll be there, most importantly. So please show up. And you guys have to show up. If you don't show up and no one shows up to my charity event, I'll be so mortified. So plan it now. Saturday the 21st.
Well, you got to post it too.
I'm going to, of course. I'm waiting for the.
You got to post it now so people can plan.
I'm waiting for the invite.
The flyer.
Yeah, but I'm so excited that we've never done a charity thing, and
that's very nice.
And Peaky's so excited. But I know I'm hoping that I think there's dogs and cats that are adoptable, I believe. So
I love cats.
To see if, I mean, who knows? If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If I go there and Wiggles' sister's there and Wiggles is kicking with one of the dogs and like having best friend time with him,
mm-hmm.
I'll just have to fucking put the credit card down.
Yeah, you'll have to adopt. Wait, Peaky? So I'm freaking out about my surgery? Like, every time I'm stressed out in life and, like, I'm
hives?
Freaking out. No. I have this like long hair I need to pluck. Like, what is that? Rocky comes to my dreams. Like my first Rocky, my kitty. And last night I was in like a backseat of the car. My friend was driving me somewhere and I had Rocky, my dog, but then all of a sudden Rocky turned into my first Rocky, my cat, and just snuggling on me and kissing me. And I woke up and I was like, because he only comes to me like twice a year and when I'm really fucking stressed out and I need to calm down. And I woke up and that just gave me peace because he knows I'm freaking out. And then you know how I see Nanny as a ladybug?
Yes.
I was opening the blinds to like open the window for a second to get some fresh air in my room. And there's a ladybug right on the window. Mind you
stick that in your
there's snow on the ground. I know. I should have put it in my
the ladybug it, right in your snurb.
Yeah. But I'm like, that's Nanny. So everyone is coming. All my loved ones from beyond are coming to me, letting me know everything's going to be okay.
Okay. I believe it is too. I'm not worried at all.
Mm-hmm. What if I die? This is going to be my last podcast.
Oh, no. You'll have a cup of lemon for you. You mean die on the table?
Right. Yeah. Like something goes wrong and I just flatline.
I think that'll happen. I don't think that'll happen. But do you have your will?
But if it does.
Do you have your will and testament done?
Yeah. So
am I mentioned in it at all?
Yeah.
I get the IP of the podcast.
You get the podcast. Yeah.
And a gift card to the spooky shop.
Yeah, I want you to make my funeral like so much fun.
Oh, yes. I will.
I want Fisher to DJ.
Oh, Fisher. I was going to say open Cascade. Bar.
Cascade too, yeah.
Open bar, like, while you're laying there?
Yes.
So, like, open
bar. And put my frozen hand up like this with a drink, with a martini, so people could cheers me. Yeah, something like this.
Oh, my God. You know how they, and like, some cultures and communities, they, like, prop the fucking body up?
Yeah, standing up.
Like standing up or like sitting on like a motorcycle
sick.
or like on a swing they swing them around. I would have done that.
And they're dancing with them.
Yeah, they have them like on like propped up in a chair, like sitting in a chair like
no,
this,
that's
like
scary.
With a cup of Henny. Or they and then in some other cultures they dig the body up every year and change the outfits as like a thing, like a celebration.
There'll be bones.
No, it's bones at most points.
Oh.
Do you know I bought matcha from Costco? A huge bag of it. They have a great deal.
Costco has matcha?
Yes, it's a bag. It's like a bag of powder. You have to add your own sweetener to it, though. But it's like natural. It's all organic matcha. It's the best. Great price because they rape
you. That would have been nice for the snowstorm because I was so pissed that I couldn't get my matcha for 2 days. I was such a bitch.
We need to talk about Savannah Gunn 3's mother.
Oh, yeah. Tell me what's happening.
Okay. Did you not read anything about it?
No, I saw like this one TikTok last night, but I was like falling asleep. So I know a little bit of it, but
what
the hell
following
happened?
Savannah Gunthery, sorry if I'm pronouncing her name wrong, from the Today Show.
She's a news anchor, right?
She's the host of the Today Show.
I feel like I met her a few times.
I'm sure she's interviewed you thousands of times.
Yeah.
So she is, her mother was reported missing last week. Her 84-year-old mother lives in Tucson, Arizona by
84.
Herself.
84? Who takes an 84-year-old mother? That's
thank
sick.
You. Okay. I'm glad that you didn't know anything about it because I want to get real reactions from you. Moved from her home. Now, this happened that night. She went out to dinner with her daughter, not Savannah, the sister.
Okay.
The sister dropped her off around 10 p.m. She went to bed or whatever. And then I guess by the morning or something, I don't know what time they found her, but they realized she was missing from her home. She didn't show up to church or something or whatever.
Like someone went into her house and took her?
So they found blood in the house, her blood in the house. They found
how do you know she's alive?
So they don't know she's alive, but listen to this. So like what the fuck happened? Who takes an 84-year-old woman?
Wait,
so
but also there's ring footage and footage everywhere from the neighbors. No one saw anything?
It's miraculously
that's
not there.
That's fucking weird.
Miraculously
no,
not
that's
there.
Weird.
That the
that's
that
weird.
They said that the
I have
the
cameras all
the
around
home.
My house. I'm not missing anything.
Yeah,
that's weird.
So the thing is, they were saying is it's not she doesn't have dementia, so it wasn't a dementia thing where they walk off. So they believe that there was a forced entry. They believe now, and there's no answers anywhere. Like no one's giving any answers anywhere. There's tons of conspiracy theories. Like there's a conspiracy theory right now That's saying that the sister's husband is involved because he looks shady. I don't know what else what they're backing it up with. They're saying that
that'd be fucked up.
They're thinking that it's him, experts are saying that it has to be an inside job because who was going to steal a Native Korean woman? Then the other conspiracy theories are. Now these are all conspiracy theories. I know this is the real news here, and that's what you tune in here for, is for the hard hitting.
Real you heard news. It here first.
No, but the other conspiracy theories are Savannah is a news person, a rich news person, millionaire, but she also heavily did stuff about the Epstein case, was a whistleblower about the Epstein case or something. So. They think it may maybe tied to her politics or her.
Well, everyone's fucking saying stuff about it.
Yeah.
What, are they going to attack everybody?
I don't know. So that's another conspiracy theory that I'm hearing. Okay. Again, I'm not. These are not my opinions. These are just what I'm reading.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly the things. But now there was a ransom note that was emailed to TMZ requesting. Millions and millions of dollars in Bitcoin for the return of the mother.
Oh, so but then she's alive.
They said that's what the note said. So now everyone's like saying, is this who fucking emails it to TMZ? It's like, what kind of fucking crooks are these? Like, why wouldn't you find the person or
But if they email, the FBI can can trace the IP address.
I know. I don't know. So they
it's fucking 2026. What is happening?
Everyone's like, this isn't real, but apparently it is real. It has some truth to it because Savannah, her sister, and her brother went on Instagram last night and they made a statement. I'm going to play it.
It's happening.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
On behalf of our family, we want to thank all of you for the prayers for our beloved mom, Nancy. We feel them, and we continue to believe that she feels them too. Our mom is a kind, faithful, loyal, fiercely loving woman of goodness and light. So she's funny and spunky and clever. She has grandchildren that adore her and crowd around her and cover her.
You have to do this if I pass away.
She loves fun and adventure. She is a devoted friend. She is full of kindness and knowledge. Talk to her and you'll see.
So she basically goes on to that. And she,
what a sin.
And she says, we got the note. We see you here. You were ready to talk. We're ready to talk.
To the kidnappers?
She says to the robbers, we're ready to talk. Come home. Mom, if you're here for listening to this, please come home. Mom, if you can hear us, mommy. And one starts crying, says, mommy.
This is fucking weird.
Mommy, I love you. This
is weird.
It's so fucked up because I'm going to be the one to say, if everyone's thinking it, I'm going to say it.
Usually do that.
It's exciting. This is exciting for me. I know it's horrible that someone's life is in danger, but as far as for a true crime enthusiast, to see something in real time is just what I love. I mean, I'm always praying for the best outcome for all these victims, and it's horrible to say, but you can't be a true crime junkie without admitting that you find pleasure in someone else's demise. but I like, I just, I'm just, I just, I'm just, I'm just such a nosy bitch, and like, I just want to figure it out. Like, I'm checking on a new case now. I wasn't ready. I'm still working on the Karen Reed case, the retrial.
Well, I'm sure the TikTokers are figuring out more shit than the FBI.
Yeah,
because that's what always happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I've been watching? Talking about like loving true crime. I got into I've got into falling asleep to murder documentaries on YouTube.
What
there's
murder?
There's so many channels. Dr. Insanity, he's a good YouTube channel. It's like an hour long of these crazy murderers getting caught, and it's a lot of like cop surveillance, so you see it like in real time. Bitches, I've been going to sleep all week to people killing people and bodies in the trunk and heads getting cut off. Oh, I've been in my element this week going to sleep to that. So I am loving. I'm loving the killer documentaries on YouTube. Who would have thunk?
Oh my God.
I like it.
So
because I'm looking on all these streamers about the documentaries and there's like none. I watched them all already.
Oh my God.
So that's why.
But yeah, so Savannah, again, with all that saying, I don't want to come off insensitive, but yeah, so our thoughts and prayers are with the whole Savannah
family.
No,
that is horrendous.
No, it's...
crazy and wild.
And my thing is, another thing is that she keep talking about in the news, she's sick. So she's sick. Even the mother was sick. The mother is on medicine. Medicine she has to take every day, otherwise
she'll die. She's freaking 87.
Yeah, so there's medication she needs. And I can't imagine what they would want for. And again, she's not that rich. It's not like she's Bill Gates. That's gonna like or like fucking Amazon. They're gonna get like billions of dollars from ransom note. She's a news lady. I'm sure she's like worth a few million dollars. But it's like she's not a billionaire, and like they're not gonna be able to get that much money. And it's just the strangest thing for why this mother, why this old lady, her husband died when she was like 25 years ago or something. Like, so she's been a single wife, a single mom in the house for decades. Like, she's some old lady. Like, why her?
Yeah, this is crazy. Obviously, they wanted the attention on all the news outlets. That's why they took a news anchor's mom.
Yeah.
Because that would have got attention right away.
That's very smart, Spooky. So now we're cooking with gas. And like no cameras, like no one had a camera.
It's 2026, bitch. The satellite cameras, your neighbor's cameras, everybody has a Ring or security cameras on their house. If someone took something from me, you're going to know about it in 2 seconds. I have hidden cameras everywhere. My neighbors have hidden cameras. The cars going down my street, my whole entire block has
your house
cameras
sounds
everywhere.
Sounds like fucking a fucking wind chime every day because there's so many bells and whistles and alarms going off every
5 minutes.
Yeah,
bitch, no one is getting into my house.
No.
And if you do, my alarm system knows. So,
well, I know the code. I know the PIN code for the doors. So if you want it, send me $100,000 and I'll give it to you. And you can go take
Freak.
Spooky from her bed.
Well, I'm dying anyway, so.
Oh. In other reality, when you start, how many? Who said that? In other reality news, there's a reboot coming to the airwaves. The original Roni, Real Housewives of New York, is teaming up. They said fuck you to Bravo because all the Real Housewives, the original New York Real Housewives, Sonia Morgan, Luann De Lesseps, Ramona Singer, Kelly Ben
Simone, all the OGs.
Kelly Ben Simone, all the OGs except for
how old are they now?
They're all in their late 50s, early 60s. Or
oh,
maybe
not
they're
bad.
In their 60s. Maybe they're in their 60s. They've been trying to get... They canceled the Real Housewives of New York, and they booked all these hacks, these random bitches from New York that no one knows. They did it for 2 seasons, and one was worse than the other one. And it was like no one wants this. No one cares about these characters. It's like no one ever got over them canceling the Real Housewives of New York, the real people. So they hired these last two seasons have been these new people that they hired, these younger like girls that like, you know, that no one has the room. I mean, no one knows who they are. First of all, second of all,
nothing's better than an OG. Let me tell you.
Yeah. So they no one is like identifying with the cast, and it's not entertaining by any means. It's like it didn't do well, and like no one got over the fact that it's not the girls.
Yeah.
So there's so
and now everything is so forced. I feel reality is so different now.
Yeah, so they're like,
trying to copy.
We want the girls back. And Bravo wouldn't greenlight it. So Bravo wouldn't bring them back as New York or even like a spinoff. So they wouldn't do it. So they said, fuck you.
Well, that's a mistake.
We're going to the E! Channel. So now their E! Channel greenlit their reality show, their comeback. So it's
oh, all, damn.
So they all live. They all live.
Wait,
in,
so Andy doesn't own that?
It's not called Real Housewives. It's called...
Oh, they're just changing the name.
Yeah, it's all the cast, but it's all it's the same concept, but they all live down in Florida now. So everyone's been living in Florida. Oh, Jill Zarin. Sorry, Jill Zarin works there too.
I love her.
Yeah. So Jill Zarin moved to Florida first, I believe. So Jill Zarin lives there. So they all live in Florida.
I'm dead.
So they're all going to be in Palm Beach area, taking over Palm Beach. It's 10. They got greenlit for 10 episodes. I can't imagine that this will stop. They're going to die
good
doing
for
the
them.
Show. If this is the new Kardashians for E, it's like it's going to be such a fucking amazing
show. Oh, I'm watching
show,
bitches.
Because these are the women that real reality. And they're messy. They're unapologetic. They are just fucking bold and crazy and messy. And it's exactly what you want. And, and they're really like that. They're not putting on a show. It's just like...
Exactly.
And they all went through the shit. They all went to got arrested and they all, you know, went through divorces and all they have all the
And I'm sure they're just as messy being old and living their retirement in Florida.
In Florida,
like, I love that.
Yeah, so there's so much has happened since then. And now they're saying there's gonna be other girls that might join. I'm hoping it's Dorinda, but Dorinda doesn't live in Florida, but you know, they're rich, so they can just get a house in Florida. Dorinda I would like to see back, and I loved that Carol. I thought her dry sense of humor was very
funny.
Wait,
is Bethany in it?
She, that's what I was, ding, 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 ding. That's what I was about to say.
Mm.
So Bethany just took to Tic Tac, and because everyone's saying Bethany's going to be there. She just put a TikTok saying that she is in such a great place in her life right now. She's much more successful than she was when she was around that show originally.
Right.
She doesn't want to, she doesn't need to do that show. But she's
yeah, but you don't need to, but you can't. You have to.
No, so she's supporting the women. She goes, I support all the women. I want them to thrive. I think she's going to be sweet. I think I'm praying she gets persuaded.
Yeah,
if this is her time right now. She's on top of the world. She's like the most popular, you know, thing right now.
Well, yeah, obviously she doesn't need it. I mean, she's a billionaire, but just it. This is iconic. Like you have to be a part of that cast.
I don't think she said she didn't need it like financially or like, you know, for clout. I think she just said she was at a place of peace in her life and she was like, and didn't want to like,
oh,
you know,
bitch, bring back the drama.
It's happening.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Okay, let's get into all through that. We have voicemails this week. This comes from Avion in Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, this is Avion. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. I just wanted to say how much I love the podcast. I've been listening to the podcast for 10 years. I've been listening to it since college. I love you, Snooki.
Since Naturally Nicole.
I've been watching you since probably when I was in high school. And I love you, Joey. You're hilarious. I just wanted to send my love.
Well, Avion, thank you,
okay,
girl.
Thank you, bitch.
I'm gonna drink you up, bitch. 10 years since she was in college. Isn't that funny? They like they remember us like when they were in college, and now they're like adults. 10 years ago, we've been doing this forever. We need a lifetime achievement award.
I know. I feel like out of all the podcasts, we've been here the longest. Like where's our recognition?
No one knows who we
honestly are. Honestly, we did Naturally Nicole, and then we did
this.
Wasn't there? No, there was. I thought there was another name.
No.
Oh, and then it was happening. No. So we started with Apple.
You started Podcast One.
Podcast One.
And then we went to somewhere.
And then here?
And then here.
No, yeah.
Meet us.
Well, thanks, girl. I would love to know the exact year that we started.
I would like to too, because I'd like to throw a party on your dime.
I want like a when I'm dead.
Yeah, this seems okay. This says cancer scare. This is from Erica.
Great, let's talk about it.
Erica in L.A.
Hi, Coleman. Hi, Snoopy and Joey. This is Erica. I am living out here in Los Angeles, and I just wanted to call in because I felt like super, like it was just like a coincidence that you brought up your, cone biopsy. I just wanted to throw my name in the ring there, that this is something that I dealt with. I was really worried because I didn't think that I was going to be able to have children because of it. And so it was a really scary process, but my doctor was really awesome and I was able to get that done and have my son. You actually did a cameo for me and you told me to get an epidural and I didn't listen and I got fully dilated and then they gave me an epidural. So I just want to say, ladies, don't be afraid to get your epidural. And then I, everything is good with my health now. It's just something that you do have to stay on top of. And I just wanted to say thank you for, talking about it because it's really important. And,
stop!
You know, if you're not on top of it as a woman, then unfortunately a lot of people won't help you stay on top of it. And it can be very scary and it can get to a cancerous place. So I just want to say thank you. And I love you, mamas.
Wait a second. Spooky.
Stop. I kind of want to talk to her. Because I want to be like, did it hurt? Like, I need to know the pain that I'm going to expect.
Erica, slide in Spooky's DMs and let her know. I love that we sent a sense of community because it's like, I know it doesn't help anything. It doesn't make it less scary, but kind of does. That there's other people out there that went through what you're going through and that you can relate. Like, when you're in a scary place, you say, like, no one can imagine this. And they can imagine.
That's why
it.
I did this video. That's why I put the video on TikTok. And I was like, I was debating you guys for 4 days. I was like, should I do this? Should I not do it? And then I'm like, fuck it, I'll do it. And then I'll put it in my drafts and then I'll post it if I want to. So I'm so glad that I ended up doing it because there's so many comments of people saying I'm going through the same thing. Thank God. So, love you, girl. Thank you.
Awareness queen. And this comes from an LA caller.
Hello. I have a question. So I need to watch this show. I live in America, in California. Nikki, I have
America.
To watch your new Ghosty show. I cannot wait. I'm so excited. But it's only airing in Canada. That doesn't work for me. So, I think if I download a VPN or something, then I can watch in America. But is it going to be airing on any particular streaming service, Netflix Canada or Paramount Canada? Or what streaming service should I look at? Or is it a completely different one that's only in Canada? Or is it going to be like on cable in Canada? Help, I have to watch it. And I know your family wants to watch it too. So I know you have the answers. Please help.
What network is it on?
So it's on Crave in Canada.
Oh,
so that's
so
only
Rivalry.
So it's literally just in Canada, but I have the option of selling the whole series to the United States and then they can buy it and then you guys can watch it. So that is the plan. Once everything is wrapped up, because I just did my dates, I'm going back to Canada like back to back weekends. I'm getting this shit done. And I'm so scared because we're going to a prison next. I'm going to freak the fuck out. But I put in my rider that I need a bottle of wine to do it. So they got me a bottle of wine now. But so after the whole series is done, I'm going to shop it to America. They're going to buy it and then you can watch it, queen.
Well,
that's the plan for right now.
The E! Channel's hiring. So if anyone at the E! Channel wants to buy our spooky show, let us know. Come and sign to my
everybody,
DMs. I'll sell it to you.
It's a good time.
Wait, but it's on Crave. The VPN means like you can switch where the computer thinks you live at, and then like that's a lot of people like watch other shows. It's on the Crave network. I think Crave is pretty big. I think you can definitely
Crave
is app.
Crave is the biggest one out there in Canada.
That's where Hideroga is from. Well, Mina-san, this has been lovely. I do have to go.
This has been lovely.
Wiggles and I have to start making chili for the big weekend.
Well, I have to start detoxing for my surgery this weekend. So,
If
I don't see you guys, I will come to all of you as, what should I come back as? I want it to be something crazy. So when you do see it, So when you do see it, it's like, bitch, that's her. Should I come back as a tarantula?
Yeah. I think it should be
so then if there's a tarantula?
I think you need to be flying. I think you need to be flying and terrorizing neighborhoods.
And, okay, like, I'm gonna be a crow, and if it's me, I'm gonna tap my beak on your window. I'm gonna tap my beak on your window and scare you, and I'm gonna be a black crow. Okay.
Well, ladies, enjoy. It's Super Bowl weekend for the big game. Make sure to put little black lines under your eyes.
Yeah, enjoy
and,
yourself.
Paint footballs on your titties and eat and put a hot dog up your snurb. It's going to be a good time. Mm-hmm. Meet Up Bad Bunny will be performing. Spooky, we are. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. I know you're going to be
I'm
going to
do a TikTok. I'm doing a TikTok of the whole thing. So you'll basically be with me the whole time.
Okay, good.
Why?
But yeah, say a prayer for Spooky. And also say a prayer for Savannah Guthrie and her family. And yes, anyone else going
prayers
through.
Prayers all around.
Anyone else going through some trauma. We need to start loving one another. This is getting out of hand. But yeah, chin up, hands down,
together.
Girls. Everything will be just fine. And I am available on Cameo this week if you need to book me. Or Spooky's not available this week. But
no,
I
I'll be dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, girls. Bye, girl.
It's happening.